Rigged, the ascension of old man Biden.
Will the so-called non-establishment Republicans ever effectively resume their investigations into 2020's rigged election? Can they uncover how long this affront to our republic has transpired? In circles where fairly reasonable and rational people congregate, Joe Biden's 2020 victory defied all logic. An elderly and deteriorating politician, laden with mental misfires and eroding faculties ascending to the presidency, was an utter abomination. The political establishment unleashed a preemptive campaign, thick with revisionist propaganda and blatant lies, and then they enlisted corrupt media assets to disseminate it. The public was primed and desensitized to accept the legitimacy of an unelected candidate in bite-sized increments. Political theater, professional politicians that claim a left or right ideology are virtually interchangeable actors, vacuous vessels, performing on stage of a political theater. They saturated the public perception with a caricature of Donald Trump, loud and abrasive, narrow-minded and paranoid. Yet, as tightly scripted as media coverage of Biden was, they failed to completely conceal a broken-down old man with extensive mush brain. The months preceding Election Day were inundated with polling results that inexplicably favored Joe Biden. These unfathomable results occurred at a time when President Trump was drawing unprecedented numbers at every rally. In sharp contrast, Joe was essentially off the grid, save for the occasional transmission from the bowels of a basement bunker. Undeniable proof. The coup d'état consisted of elected officials from both parties that were flanked by a mainstream propaganda ministry as they strong-armed the public. Video evidence and first-hand accounts were simply dispelled as they had never occurred. A nonpartisan cover-up had befallen, and anyone still asking for answers was met with intimidation tactics or merely marginalized. The full weight of our government's misinformation machine, Hollywood, and entertainment TV brazenly interfered with the 2020 election. Those who weren't so susceptible to this elaborate affront to truth were met with ridicule and defamation.